Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men are time users, not time abusers. I'm going to say that one again. Real men are time users, not time abusers. I'm just going to be honest with you. There's a lot of things about my life that I don't think is fair. Now, before you judge me or lecture me on God's sovereignty and how everything happens for a reason, I understand all of that, but allow me just to vent for just a minute or two, because I can't be the only man who's ever thought some of these things. Now, I look back on my life and I have a lot of questions about the cards I've been dealt, some serious, some not so serious. Like, how come I never grew taller than 5'6"? How come I wasn't born a lefty, a southpaw? Why wasn't I born with the privilege of being Caucasian instead of African American? Why did I have to grow up poor and in the ghetto? How come all the schools I attended were the worst in the city? How come I didn't grow up in a two-parent household? How come my only male role model had to die when I was only 10 years old? Why was I sexually abused as a child? How come I had to go to bed hungry every other night? How come I wasn't given an athletic scholarship to go to college? And of course, I can go on and on. Now, I'm sure if I polled every man I know, they could come up with a similar list. Maybe not the exact same situations, but similar struggles. See, the truth of the matter is we all have a story. And we've all had to struggle in our own ways. So why do I bring up such a depressing topic on the Real Men Check-In this week? Because as I reflect back on what I consider the unfairness of life, I also stop to pause and think about what I consider the great equalizer. And hear me on this. The great equalizer is time. Think about it. Regardless of where you came from, where you were born, what you have or don't have, what happens to you or what doesn't happen for you, every person on the planet has the same amount of hours, minutes, and seconds in a day. Think about it, 24 hours in a day, 1,440 minutes in a day, 86,400 seconds in a day. Now, I'm not talking about the same amount of years on earth, I'm talking about the same amount of time in a given day. Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Donald Trump, or even LeBron James can't buy an extra hour or add more minutes to their day. Each one of us can sit back and complain about all the bad things that's happened to us and all the obstacles we've had to overcome. And yes, our past and where you started and where I started may explain us, but it doesn't excuse us from the hundreds of choices we're responsible for making in a given day or how we choose to use our time. Now, how many times have you heard someone, maybe you've said it yourself, that I'm so busy and I have so much to do. There's not enough time in a day to get everything done. See, now my question to you would be, but what are you doing with the time that you have now? Are you investing your time? I'm talking about in your relationships, meaning with God, your wife, your family, your friendships. Are you planning your time for resting, growing, learning, replenishing, for strengthening your body? Are you sharing your time to serve others in need, to pray for others, to encourage and support others? Or are you majoring in minors by wasting time on activities that don't and won't matter in eternity, like watching television, watching sports, playing video games, hanging in chat rooms, getting drunk, engaging in social media, arguing and debating with foolish people, watching porn? Ecclesiastes chapter 3 tells us that for everything there's a season and time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up and what was planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. James chapter 4, 13 through 15 says, "You who say today or tomorrow we will go into such and such town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes." In Ephesians chapter 5, 16 tells us, "Make the best use of the time because the days are evil." So what does all of this mean? What I'm telling you is that, yes, life isn't fair. It was never meant to be fair, and it wasn't fair for an innocent man to be persecuted, ridiculed, lied on, mocked on, spitted on, and eventually had to die on a cross for my sins. but I'm so thankful that he did. My question to you this week is, what are you doing with your time? Are you investing it? Are you planning it? And are you sharing it? Or are you wasting and killing time? I was out of town this week on a business trip, and we watched a video on the difference between killing time and reclaiming it. And the narrator said something that struck a chord with me. She said, you can't possibly kill time without time killing you. Because the truth of the matter is, God is going to hold us all accountable, not only for our talents and our treasures here on earth, but also for how we chose to use the time that he's given each of us. And because we know real men use time, they don't abuse it. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with any man that you're mentoring or discipling. And don't miss any of our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And also, if you can, please go ahead and take about 30 seconds to go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's the best way to help us move up in the rankings and grow the podcast so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. And if you'd rather drop us an email, you can do that too. Just email us at realmenconnect@gmail.com. That's realmenconnect@gmail.com. And thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there will be no Real Men Connect. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.